Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. A police officer is recovering after being injured while trying to stop drag racers in Brooklyn. This happened just after 3 a.m. Police called out a report of drag racing at Knapp Street and Avenue W in Sheepshead Bay. When they got there, they found several vehicles spinning donuts. One hit the back of a cruiser. Another person whipped out a sharp object, slashed the cruiser tire, jumped on the hood, and smashed the passenger side window. One officer was hurt, taken to the hospital in stable condition. Police say there are no arrests and the investigation is ongoing. Well, MetLife Stadium welcomes the world tomorrow. President Trump just one of the world leaders due at the World Cup Championship. Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum will also be there. Observers are wondering whether they'll talk. Mr. Trump kicked off the weekend with a reception yesterday praising FIFA President Infantino.
I want to thank Johnny, this guy. He came to me with this crazy idea. I said, are you crazy? We're not a soccer country. It turned out we were a soccer country, and I think it's going to remain.
And?
But I'm proud to report that with more than 6.5 million attendees, this has been by far the most attended tournament in history.
He also joked that the next time the U.S. hosts, it should leave Mexico and Canada out. The third place game is today in Florida, England versus France. Now, with this afternoon's storms, the wildfire smoke should no longer be a factor, but there's a flooding risk. And it's not just about the beautiful game. The halftime show is huge, featuring everybody from Shakira to Madonna to Justin Bieber in 11 minutes. Of course, it's all going to have some major traffic problem implications, so you'll want to stay with 1010 Winds throughout the weekend. We'll get you where you need to go. A deadly turn in the Upper East Side Legionnaires' disease outbreak.
This is the first death in the outbreak, which began July 2nd and has infected 67 people. 12 are currently hospitalized. Out of respect for the person and their family, Health Commissioner Alistair Martin said no information about the person who died would be released. City Hall says they are working around the clock to identify and eliminate the source of the outbreak. Earlier this week, the city said it inspected 183 cooling towers in the infected area, which includes two museums, the Met and the Guggenheim. Some towers at schools also tested positive. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Word of a major development in the investigation of that Midtown building where the columns buckled this month. The New York Times is reporting the Manhattan DA and City Department of Investigation have opened a preliminary criminal inquiry into what caused structural problems at 235 East 42nd Street. That forced mass evacuations and significant traffic snarls. Neither agency is publicly commenting right now. The Times also reporting some shady connections of the construction companies involved in that project. The paper's deep dive shows the company responsible for oversight was founded by and still is connected to former city official Ronald Latanasio. He resigned in disgrace in the 1980s and was later convicted of bribery. Meantime, the paper says the founder of the lead developer once lent tens of thousands of dollars to disgraced former police commissioner Bernard Carrick. Neither company's commenting. They're only saying they continue to work with the city to make sure the site is safe. A 79-year-old woman was struck and killed by a car as she walked on a Brooklyn sidewalk yesterday afternoon. This happened just before 1:30 p.m. on Rutland Road in East Flatbush. Police say the 62-year-old woman in an SUV was turning onto East 92nd Street from Rutland Road when she hit a sign, and then the older woman on the sidewalk. The victim was pronounced dead at the scene, her name not yet released. The driver did stay on the scene after the crash. Witnesses said the driver was speeding, but police have not made any arrests, and they say the investigation is ongoing. The Odyssey's burning up the box office, and not just in the conventional way. Turns out there's an impressive resale market for tickets to the IMAX theater in Lincoln Square. Seats for those 70mm shows, the only true IMAX in the city, $33 in the presale. Now, though, they are going for hundreds online. One seller wants $999 for three seats. Another wants $400 for two. One single seat? Well, one seller's asking $399. Meantime, the movie is also spurring interest in the book, you know, the 3,000-year-old poem. Strand Bookstore Marketing Director Kat Pongrace tells 1010 Winds sales are up, and not just for Homer.
What we've seen this week with the premiere is the sales expanding into other kind of like myth retellings. So we've actually seen Natalie Haynes's 1,000 Ships, which is the retelling of the Trojan War from the perspective of Helen and the women who are there, really pop off.
So maybe the book really is better than the movie. A six-story fall left a toddler badly hurt in the Bronx yesterday, and police took an adult into custody in that case. Call came just after 6 p.m. from a sixth-floor apartment in Oak Terrace. The two-year-old boy fell six stories, clearly unknown exactly what condition he's in. A person of interest is in custody, but police say there's been no arrest and it's unclear what the person's relationship is to the child. Solemn first for some families of TWA Flight 800 victims 30 years later.
The names of the 230 people who died are etched into the TWA Flight 800 memorial by the water here in Suffolk County. John Bailey traveled from England. He points to his sister's name.
It's very peaceful. Such nice to see it, feel it, be at peace with what a tragic event happened 30 years ago.
His sister and brother-in-law left behind four young children. They are now adults doing well, he says. He traveled here to the memorial for the first time.
She's an amazing sister. Looked up to her. Very caring, kind.
Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.